With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Get out of the vehicle right now!
Two Florida sheriff's deputies remained hospitalized after undergoing surgery for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his car. Sheriff Chad Crosser said yesterday the deputies, Manny Santos and Carlos Brito, have a long road to recovery after suffering severe leg injuries. The mayor of New York is confirming the FBI has seized items from him as part of a campaign fundraising investigation. The mayor himself has not been accused of any wrongdoing. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she and her Chinese counterpart have agreed to work toward a healthy economic relationship.
I spoke to Vice Premier He about our goal of achieving a healthy economic relationship that benefits both our countries over time. We do not seek to decouple our economy from China's. This would be damaging to both the U.S. and China and destabilizing for the world.
And the terms came after 2 days of talks, she said, helped lay the groundwork for a productive meeting next week between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. A new report shows China positioning itself as an economic powerhouse. More from correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week that found China is now a leading power in operating seaports around the world, as well as the world's largest trading country and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica. China became a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power, but CFR looked at China's port infrastructure and determined that many of its commercial ports could be easily repurposed to hold warships. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And this is SRN News. There's a big campaign underway to help the homeless in
Colorado.
The Denver
Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims against Germany by announcing it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of this year, and those with special needs will get a second payment as well. The vast majority of Austrian Holocaust survivors no longer live inside the country. This is SRN News. New electric vehicles being planned from Detroit's carmakers.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The credit rating agency Moody's Investors Service has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. In a statement Friday, the agency cited the cost of rising interest rates and political polarization in Congress for its move. Moody's retained its top AAA credit rating on U.S. government debt. More details at srnnews.com.